Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Episodes of this program are supported by Wrangler.com. Long live Cowboys.
Today, Word with a Champ is at the Unleash the Beast Tour in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at the Denny Sanford Arena. One of my favorite people of all time, because I watched his dad and his dad watched me in a barrel across the United States and Canada, Ted Kimsey from Strong City, Oklahoma, and Sage Kimsey, 7-time PRCA world champion, making his move in the PBR and doing a great job. Hello, Sage. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
Do you remember, as far as you have come and all of the things that you have seen in the PBR World Finals, the National Finals Rodeos, the World Championships, do you remember that first head of livestock that you got on? If you do, would you share that with us?
You're dating way back. The story goes that Dad took us to the local little arena there and put me on a little native calf and got bucked off pretty hard, and he thought that would be the end of it. Got hung up, drug around the arena, and he thought that would kind of be the end of it, and I guess I came back grinning from ear to ear and just wanted more, so it didn't stop there.
Your talent has excelled. When did you know that you would be to the levels you are now, or when did you determine first to pursue this art of riding bulls and go professional?
Yeah, I think whenever I was, the summer I turned 16, I had quite a bit of success at just going to open rodeos there around the house, won about $30,000. And I mean, at that time, you know, we're talking 2010. And for a 16-year-old kid, you know, I got to write a check for my first pickup. And this was one of those deals that was like, man, it was tangible success, you know, for the first time in my life. And I guess fast forward, whenever I really kind of knew that my career could be something special, was my rookie year at San Antonio. I ended up coming in, and I had a pretty good winter so far, but then I went into San Antonio and won the Extreme Bulls and the Rodeo the same day, and that propelled me up to number one in the standings. And it was like, you know, my goal that year was to make the NFR, but I very much changed the goal real quick to, you know, knew I was going to be a player for a world title race.
The first time I saw you was in Harrison, Arkansas on a Dale Hall bucking bull, and you were out of shape and somehow climbed back up on top of that thing. You were almost all the way under, and there's an uncanny talent. There's an uncanny amount of try. Where do you think that came from?
It's kind of where it comes to the nature versus nurture debate for sure. I mean, I think deep down, I've always kind of just had a get it done attitude, and you know, I'm sure that comes from my mom and dad both. But, you know, just growing up on a ranch in western Oklahoma, it's just one of those deals, you know, there's X amount of work to be done, and you just got to figure out a way to do it. And I think that's kind of how I approached bull riding, especially from, you know, my younger years up until now. And, you know, anytime I put my hand in a rope, I definitely have conviction to get the job done.
You could name a quarterback across the greats and compare them to your talent riding bulls, or an A.J. Foyt, or Tony Stewart in racing. What does it take to, first of all, climb to those levels? And my dad once said, he was a race car driver, he said, it's harder to stay at the top than it is to get there. How have you done this? What's the secret?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just to always be a good learner. You know, like you said, it's hard enough to get to the top one time, but the big thing is once you get there, that's the new bar that is set for everybody around you. And that's the bar that everybody's chasing. So at the end of the day, you have to keep getting better yourself. You have to keep improving. You have to just moving the needle forward, I guess, to stay at the top, because the top's this ever-moving thing that, you know, it's ever-evolving, and the sport's ever-evolving and always getting better. So you just kind of have to keep fine-tuning things and just keep learning along the way.
One more question for the youth. What's your approach on the spiritual aspect, and what have you learned that you can share with them?
Spiritual aspect's huge to me. I think that's just kind of, you know, where my foundation begins. My relationship with God has become way closer, and I think it just, again, it just gives you a better foundation to kind of fall back on. And you know, all the biblical teachings, it's just one of those deals that it makes it very easy to realize that, you know, wins and losses don't really define who you are as a person. And you know, at the end of the day, we're all here just trying to be the best people we can for the kingdom.
And you have done that in and out of the arena. I appreciate your friendship. You're a fun individual to be around, and I appreciate your modesty. Your talent is amazing. God bless you, and thank you for your time, Sage.
Thank you, Randy. God bless you.
Sage Kimsey, PBR. Thank you, Sage.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.